So we're taking the agenda out of order because the first nature of business has to be to swear in the new board member, otherwise we cannot do business. So I contacted the county clerk this morning, the elections clerk, and just to verify that. So we can do a call to order. We can do a swearing in oath of office, which is action item number one at the bottom. We simply move that to the top of our agenda. After that, we can proceed with the meeting. So if you will swear in, please.
Okay. All right.
Do I have to stand up? You don't have to.
Do you want to repeat after me, though?
Sure.
I state your name.
I, Susan Miller.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution to the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Yes. Great. I'll have us we'll sign this before you leave today.
Yeah.
Okay. So, roll call.
Roll call.
Here.
Kathy. Jim.
Susan.
Susan.
Thank you.
Okay.
Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the power of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The outcome of the executive closed session meeting as of 9:05, no action was taken. Business from the floor. Any person may address the board at this time on any subject not on the agenda within the jurisdiction of the Clear Creek Community Services District. However, any matter that requires action will be referred to staff for a report and action at a subsequent meeting. Presentations are limited to 5 minutes. Eileen.
Okay, I have a question, and it's mostly me not understanding something. I'm asking about the budget. Like this budget that was August pay and September payroll, they actually got paid that on 9/17, correct?
You're asking about the financial report from August.
Yeah. Okay. So they got paid on 9/17, right? Mm-hmm. So you have Nikki's pay here and here. Why? And that's for a full month, I'm assuming, for her training. Mm-hmm. Then why on here is she paying for a half a month with same amount dollar amounts? And then I also have a question as to what this means and then what this means, because there's like $8,000 more there than there. And there's like 600 more there than there.
So this is half pay. And this is half pay. Neither of those were for a full month.
So she worked a half a month in August and a half a month in September and a half a month in October?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what do these mean?
This is the water fees that were collected in the month of September. And these are the water fees that were collected since our last bill went out.
Which was
September, October. So this was August, September.
Mm-hmm.
This is September, October.
So this would be August and this would be September.
It doesn't, or just when deposits are made. There's not a definitive.
Oh.
There's not a definitive date. I put the dates in here so you guys would be.
That's actually helpful.
That's helpful.
That's confusing.
So these are just the deposits that were made.
Okay, and then on this, why is every board member paid $45.82 twice, and then over here on the new one, they're only $22.81?
Because they had more than one meeting.
this month.
Okay. And they had only one meeting last month.
Okay. Important, yeah.
Okay, and then my other question, thank you.
It's very confusing. I will admit, I don't know how to read it.
It's okay.
And it does not
operate like well. No.
And then my other question is I got your answers and I read them. The only answer that I'm kind of confused with, and this really has nothing to do with her and her doing her job, she's perfectly qualified, it has to do with you stating that I'm sure you did not tell her she was hired till August 28th, but you came to the board on this meeting and you stated that she was unanimously voted on 8/26 at 5 o'clock, but none of the interviews were held till 6.
It's inaccurate what you're saying, because that was not in the minutes, but it was at 5 o'clock.
It was on the agenda.
But
it was actually written on the agenda.
It didn't say it was at 5 o'clock.
Yes, it did.
If I read it correctly.
It did say 5 o'clock on the agenda. I can go back and find the original agenda.
What I would say, since this is public comment, it's not necessarily board interaction time.
Okay.
I would say follow up with Nancy to clarify that.
And I can do that.
We could do that.
Yeah. All right. And then the only other thing was timesheets and questions. I don't know if you just want to deal with that with me later or.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
So I have some questions also. First question is the minutes. As I read through the draft of the minutes, there was nothing in the minutes that we had talked about multiple times about the volunteers being on the site and the information that we were looking for being on the website. So what I wanted to show you was multiple times the website was referred to as public knowledge. And this shows clearly this was last month's invoice, which was the first time we ever received an invoice that it has the web address. Prior to that, all we received were statements. And going back to the first of the year, there's nothing in here that shows anything with a web address. So that's the first time that the public was made available, to our knowledge, at least us, me and my wife, that the website was there. Then we went through the issue of getting the recording, dealing with that back and forth. That's why I'm recording this one, so I don't have to go through that again. My next question that I have, looking at invoices, is there was an amount that was in the invoices that showed a transfer of $3,000, and it says PG&E Highway 147 project.
That needs to be corrected. It was just a mistake.
All right. The next question that I have is, I see in here where we can see the expenditures, we can see the balance for fire, the balance for water, and I see a savings for fire and a checking for fire. Where in this is there anything for the Firemen's Association?
It's not part of this.
It's okay.
A separate entity.
Yeah, it's a separate.
It's public knowledge. Shouldn't it be addressed part of transparency?
You could go to the Fire Association and ask them for their minutes.
How am I going to find out when and where they meet?
Those meetings are posted on the kiosk when we have them.
Okay. You guys have a couple of things that need to be addressed also. Going through looking at bylaws. And in the bylaws, there is something that's written for this district talking about being able to take people out of meetings if they're unruly, whatever. Found something online that I wanted to share with the group that says what they can and can't do. They cannot disrupt the meeting, but they can say, and they can use curse words, things of that nature, without impacting their First Amendment right. So when I read that portion coming from the Brown Act, versus what the bylaws state, there's something that needs to be redirected in the bylaws for the district, and I just wanted to point that out. Again, I didn't get a chance to read through the piece about my invoice that was submitted. Again, I wanted to bring that up and give you a copy. I was asked by a member, employee of the district, to do that work. And I'm going to stand by that. That not only assisted us and or our neighbors, but there were a lot of impact that day. And that made it easier for fire, for water, for other entities, the sheriff, to get back to the Siaglio's pond to work on that. And to be quite honest, when I did that invoice, I only did it at $90 an hour, when most equipment and operators charge $150, $180 an hour. So once again, I'm putting that in front of the board as a piece, and those were the only questions I have for this week.
I have one quick one. Am I allowed to go to Nancy and ask her questions?
I can't hear you. What?
Yeah, you can ask me anything.
Absolutely.
I mean, okay. Yeah, I'm open book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Is that
it? I just have one question.
Yes.
Three of us filled out applications for the positions up there temporary. And I'm just curious, why only one? If there were three vacancies, three applications, why was only one person appointed?
That would, you'd need to take that up with the county supervisors. The county supervisors made the appointment. They made it clear that they would appoint one board member. They would appoint enough to get us a quorum. Is that it? Moving on. Approval of the regular meeting minutes from September 5. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes? I'm looking at them.
Was there any amendments?
This should have been wasn't instead of was.
Is it too late for a question?
Well, we've moved on. If you have a public comment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, we used to have the guy back here taping the meetings, and I never found it on the website. It was supposed to be posted. I mean, what's going on with that?
If a citizen is taping a meeting, that tape would belong to the citizen. We, the board, we don't record meetings. We don't.
The board said that they were going to post it because I asked, is this going to be posted for the meeting? I said, yes, it's going to be on the website.
The recording device that we had wasn't compatible with uploading to a computer. So other citizens, community members had asked for it. So I allowed them to come to my house, and I gave them the recording,
so with the
recording device to listen to. So I would have been happy to do that for you. That's why I'm recording on other devices today, so that it's uploadable to the computer. It just wasn't at that time.
I can do a copy. All right. Not
a problem. So with the amendment of the spelling correction and...
I didn't understand this. Banners were not approved? Or we were not approved?
Check with Nancy on that one. Okay.
On this fire department report where it says the banners were not approved for hazardous tree grant?
Should have been were approved.
Were?
I think so. Yeah, yes.
Scratch not.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
What was the first one?
The first
page, wasn't?
Right here, should have been wasn't.
Okay.
Instead of was.
Wasn't, okay.
Okay.
Is this considered part of the minutes?
Minutes are start here and go to report.
Does it signature. Stop at the financial?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then we're good.
Okay. So with the amendments, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I make a motion to pay the September invoices and the October 24 payroll.
I'll second that too.
All in favor?
Can I have a question?
Yeah, you can ask all the questions, and this is not easy to understand. Yes.
And there's corrections.
Yeah, I just think that when you say Lake Almanor Ace Hardware, it should say what it was for. And just like that U.S. bank card, it should have said postage. I think all the previous ones always did that.
Those are good questions.
Yeah, just so we know what it was for, and then we don't have to interrupt a meeting.
Okay.
That's all.
What the receipts
and the $3,000, I didn't, what was that for? Yeah. Well, you said it was in the wrong spot.
It's in the wrong spot. It's for,
but what's it supposed to be?
It's for the PG&E permits.
Shows a good thought process.
To install electricity for our
upcoming
water.
Oh, okay, so it should be up here with all the others?
It should be up with all the others.
Okay. That's all.
Good to go. All in favor?
Aye.
And delinquents?
There's no delinquents.
No delinquents?
That I've recorded at this time.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You included this from the state.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see it on the agenda. Can we talk about that at the next meeting, maybe?
Sure. It was just a communication that I got that I wanted
to...
I
wanted to, like, delve into our rates and policies and...
Okay.
And the bylaws again with that information and answer all my questions. But everything that the law is telling us that we need to do, I'm sure we're already doing it. But, yeah. All right. And if I get all satisfied, we don't need to put that on next month's. I can't believe zero delinquents. Okay, review and approve the financial reports. Do you have a final? I just have the draft.
I don't have a final.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we know the $3,000 is going over to PG&E, not out of that.
Correct.
And it's still water? Out of the water.
It's out of the water. It'll come out of the water money.
Okay.
Yeah. And then what's included in your packets that you signed today was an invoice for the workman's comp, which isn't listed here as well.
Gotcha.
And I think that was it. And the balances, we don't have one with balances, right?
This is I do.
Do you have one with balances?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. The one with balances, those are actually up to October 25th. They're not just until September 30th.
Through October...
25th.
Oh, it says 28th.
Gotcha. Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the financials?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I'll make a second. All in favor? Water report.
Oh, boy. Hope God brought something to eat because it's going to take a while. I've been busy. All right, let's start with the basics here. We used, in the month of September, we used 3,175,900 gallons of water. We went through 20 gallons of chlorine. The spring is holding steady at 17.5. I just went and measured it today even, and it's still holding steady at 17.5. Water temperature is still holding steady around 45 degrees. And I gave you the numbers on how many gallons we burned. Okay, moving forward. All right, where's my notes? That was organized. Okay, well, obviously. September. Ah, here we go. Sorry about that. There's a lot happened in October, too. I mean, October's almost over, but I'll just go through September and then give you some more updates on some other items that we've been working on hard. I delivered the bottles for our lead and copper water tests to the participants throughout the community. It was 5 tests done. I collected them the next day. They went in on the 7th. I got the results, did the calculations to know if we were in
in, well underneath the standards of what they require us to be at.
We were good?
Very good, in fact. I just wanted to read the numbers. Oh, there the numbers are. As far as, let's see here. Lead, we can't be over 0.015. We are at 0.00029 bar, so that's, we're well under there. On copper, we can't be over 1.3. This is milligrams per liter, and we are 0.00704, so we're very well under that. So basically, we're way under those numbers.
Golden.
So we're good there. So I just wanted to report that. That'll probably go into customer confidence report down the line.
Where were the samples taken at?
The 46. They were taken at Clear. 462-820 Clear Creek Drive. 462-810 Rainbow Drive. Is 820 U on Clear Creek? No, it's U. Okay, Rainbow Drive was Rod's house. Twin Pines, that's Julie's house. She did it. Clear Creek 895, that's you, right? Yeah, and Nikki did one. And 700 Spring Creek, those guys did one. So.
And just out of outside faucet or inside?
No. The procedure for taking this type of sample is preferably your kitchen sink. Preferably run the sink or whatever, you go through your day, then you go to bed, and then you have to go at least 6 hours, but no more than 12 hours. You walk over to the faucet, put the bottle under it, turn it on, fill the bottle, turn it off. And then you sign the little paper. I've got all the little signs and all that good stuff. That's the procedure. So that's, and this is not the first time that we've done it.
I just didn't know.
Yeah, so that's how that's done. So that got completed and we came in good. Had a couple of customer calls asking about different things. Ozzy wanted to know if a certain water line was ours. I told him no, it's not. I went and checked that out. Don't bore you with too much details. Yeah, we had some turnoffs, but then we had to kind of backtrack because of that legal alert. So we're still working on that.
So you turn it back on?
The only one I did turn off is the one over here on Spring Creek Drive, 667-07, the house that's up for sale right now, Old Dave Rainey house. Yeah, they had a water leak and requested it turned off, so it's been turned off. That was customer request.
Customer request.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, that was customer request. I could go through all the boring stuff. The rainbow hydrant, as you all know, was dug up for quite a while. I was trying to get it the back to drain down, and I also wanted to protect it better from hydrants and confirm that there is no shutoff. There is no shutoff to that hydrant. So if somebody hits it and breaks it, I got to shut down Rainbow, period.
Which hydrant are we talking about?
On Rainbow Street, the first one, just up from...
By the house.
Yeah, across the street
across
from him.
The street from your house.
Almost. Kind of catty corner. So I got that. I worked on that. I had a hard time getting it to drain down. I didn't think it was gonna. While I was gone on vacation, it drained down on its own. So it means it's got a really slow drain down. Mm-hmm. Which means if we use it in the winter, we're gonna manually empty it.
Well, there's gremlins in there.
Well, there's that. I also put in one of those railroad rails out in the street, well, not in the street, but beside it, to deflect, hopefully deflect the snow plow. You know, and to protect it. So it's best I can do with that thing for right now. I'm finding that to be, I'm going around flushing and checking hydrants. I'm finding, I'll have a report next time, but finding a lot of hydrants that don't have shutoffs, which is precarious. That sucks. Copper and lead inventory. Yeah, that one was a butt kicker. Excuse my language. each and every line had to be inspected, so I had to dig up everybody's water box and look and see what type of material was going in, coming from us, and what type of material was going into the customer. Some of it done, I'd been working on it all summer, but then I kind of got my dates mixed up, my bad, with the water testing versus the inventory, and then all of a sudden going like, October 16th, I gotta have this done. So with the help of my wife and numerous hours, on the first 2 weeks in September, I put in about an extra 4 hours. The second week of September, I put in an extra 33 hours. And then the first week of October, up to getting it done, I put in an extra 34 hours above and beyond my normal hours. But we did get it in on time. It has been completed. We got one email indicating that we had one service that wasn't right. I fixed that today. So we have zero lead in our system. We have zero lead in anywhere, no galvanized with lead downstream, and no unknowns. Everything's known. So that's completed. Now we have to start testing for hexavalent chromium. So that's due by April.
The Aaron Brockovich chemical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Generator's working good. Spring house is looking good. All the security checks is fine. Everything's looking good that way. And now I'm doing flushing hydrants, but that's more of an October thing. And trying to get that stuff squared away before. We had no emergency runs on the generator in September, just normal testing and maintenance usage. And that's it.
When you say on your inventory, see what's ours and what's theirs, are you saying like if we have copper pipes and they have lead pipes and this guy's got asbestos, is that what you're talking about?
No, it's what they're looking for is lead. And the terminology is lead. Non-lead copper, non-lead plastic, or galvanized. The concern with galvanized is if galvanized is downstream to a lead pipe, the lead from that pipe can impregnate the galvanized pipe. It won't hurt a copper pipe, but it will impregnate. So we have absolutely no lead in our system. They stopped using lead in California in the 30s.
Okay.
It's mostly back east. There's a ton of grumbling during some of my contact hour classes about it. It's like, well, we use lead, why are we doing this? And I was like, whatever, dude, just do it. But it's pretty much our intake or what we supply the customer with is either galvanized or non-lead, what we consider non-lead copper because it's flared. We don't use, there's no solder being used. As far as the customer is concerned, if I found a lead pipe for a customer, that's kind of on them, you know? You know, we just have to notify them, hey, you got lead here, you should do something about that. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
All right.
Any other questions?
Any other questions? Oh, here's my timesheets. I'm now required to fill out timesheets according to county, correct?
By per the county. It's not.
You might double check me on that. Okay. Make sure I got them all right. Is there like an email or something that they changed that? What's the procedure on that? Because I'm a little confused. I thought
I can,
it was just salary.
I can forward you the email if you want.
Sure.
I
guess I should have asked you earlier if the county actually has timesheets you would prefer to get. I don't know. You know,
I can ask them
that as well.
They basically said they just need something signed by the employees that indicates the time that they worked.
When did they start that?
They said they've been doing it for a long time, but now somebody's coming down on the office that does the payroll, and they want it done now, consistently.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been salaried, but, you know, if I'm going to sign actual hours, I'm going to sign what I actually do.
Yeah.
So, okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we don't have a fire chief, so...
Do you want me to announce that he's accepted the position?
Only if somebody has accepted a position.
Somebody has accepted the position, but we haven't received any paperwork from this person.
Okay.
Yet. But that will be Christopher
Dean.
That's
good news.
From Chester.
Smiley face is going to come out too.
Yeah. He's really excited.
Did you know that? She's not talking.
Yeah, he's really excited. He's, you know, first class. Steve helped me interview him. John Hunter helped me interview him. Thank you, Steve. So,
my only personal comment on the guy, if Clear Creek is ever going to be resurrected, he can do it with his credentials.
Yeah,
his credentials are super impressive. In fact, he can
teach
he can teach firefighter one. So instead of going to the college or asking people, hey, go take these courses, he can teach them all. He can certify whatever volunteers are here. He can certify them all. Mm-hmm. With his own credentials, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
you know, of course.
Well, plus too, now we get that influx of firefighters that we keep hearing are waiting in the wings.
So you know, you just got to hustle some volunteers and see where it goes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know John Erickson still wants to be a volunteer for sure.
I think he still is.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Well, you know me.
Yeah.
He still wants to stay on the department.
Yeah.
So what's his start date?
Yeah, go from there.
We're still in negotiations with that.
All right. Good news.
Yeah.
All right. For information discussion items, update on the water system improvement grant.
That's basically in the packet, all of the information from the water grant. I think can read it to you.
may I make a brief comment?
Mm-hmm.
I think I encounter people in the community and myself. I'm on the water board and I have questions. I want to know how you guys would feel if we gathered questions from the community and ourselves, and we hosted just a brief open house. Because a lot of people ask questions.
About the water grant?
About the water grant.
Mm-hmm. Update the water, what's really going on with it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, about the system, you'd be the guy to talk to. What's it going to cost down the road to maybe maintain? Just all sorts of questions. And I thought, since here's community, and I have questions, they got to have a lot of questions, and it'd probably be really good if we just sat down and did like maybe an open house. I don't know. What do you guys think? Sometime?
I would attend.
You would attend?
Absolutely.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
You want to put it together?
Interested in like a brief open house answer session on the water grant, the water system, how it impacts you, what it might cost you? Okay, there's some interest.
Sure.
Yeah, because it's like we're the community. Sure. It's going to be your system. We're going to be married to it. So we have questions.
Can you put a flyer in a water bill so if anybody in the community is interested, they can show up?
Yeah.
You bet. Yeah, because we want people to be informed. I don't want to be kept in the dark any more than you. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people who just got to the point to where, you know, water grant, we never got it. So everyone kind of like just threw it on the back burner, like, yeah, we're never going to get that. And then all of a sudden, the expedited funds came through from Governor Newsom. And
Governor
Jail. But yeah, it's one of the bills that I really agree with. He just got tired of everybody burning up money studying things, but they weren't spending money on the actual parts and pieces, and you know what I mean? So he just said, no, we got to get this moving. We got to start spending this money on actual, because the original estimate, correct me if I'm wrong, Nancy, Kathy, was right around $7-8 million for the whole shebang back in the day. Right?
New fire hydrants, new pipe, all up and down.
The whole shebang.
Everything.
Yeah, and now we're still at $7 million, but we're only getting like half.
Yeah, then they whittled it down.
So we are getting some really important upgrades, and I'd be more than happy to share all that with people.
Yeah. You want to put that together?
Yeah.
We can work on it together.
Going through the community and collecting
Tom Warnock and just
questions.
Schedule a date.
I don't know if we need to bother Tom Warnock with it.
Okay.
He's
busy, I know.
If he's going to be here anyway, sure, but I would ask him to drive.
Okay. Yeah, no.
I have him come through Zoom. I mean, he's really good about doing his stuff through Zoom.
Yeah, if there was engineering questions, he's super great.
Yeah.
You know, that way. Okay. I just try to be limited. There were questions Joe asked on the system if we're on the water grant right now, right? Variable frequency pumps, because I know that's something you'd be concerned with, because you're familiar with that. That's standard issue now. That's standard in the industry. And basically what a variable frequency pump does, it works like a dimmer switch rather than slam on, slam off. It spools up. And the reason you want that is because we still have an old water system. And if you work with the slamming system, we're going to start popping pipes. So with the, but the other advantage to the variable frequency pump is that if they, we take that tank offline, those pumps can actually keep water in the system without a pressure tank. They just sit there and spool to the demand of whatever's going on. It's not something you would want to do like full time, but as an emergency measure or because you know you had to do it. So it's just another backup to the backup step of what it's going to be about. So I confirmed that that is going to be that way. And they are going to take the two fire hydrants on 147 and they're going to tie it into the 12-inch main. So we'll have 2 6-inch hydrants tied into a 12-inch main, which will be boatloads of water.
So on the next Dixie Fire, they can get their water trucks filled
well,
faster.
Well, you know, it meets the fire requirements of something we don't have now, 1,000 yeah. gallons a minute.
If they do any hydrants with this, what?
Yeah. So
I'll start. I know where some of you live. I know where you live. I'll start bugging you. I'll have a little list. If you guys have questions, you can ask your friends, neighbors. There's no secrets in Clear Creek. Everybody knows everybody. And we'll come up with a whole bunch of questions. And when we have a nice big list, then we'll...
Just forward them to Steve or myself and we'll...
Yeah, and then we'll put out a flyer. We'll make sure everybody knows. And we'll have a little open house, informal question and answer.
How are we doing on that environment?
So everyone has an idea what the heck is going on?
Permits. You have to.
Good idea.
You still have to pay for them.
Okay.
Still got to pay for them, but I mean, is that going to be an agenda thing?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. Cool. We will get paid back, though.
Mm-hmm.
They were very adamant about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, you guys, what is DFA?
The project funding status is moving.
Oh, it's yeah. DFA is the
Department of Financial Assistance.
Yeah. Department of Financial Assistance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought it was Dried Fruit Association.
You seen representatives in Sacramento? Okay, that was uncalled for. All right, if we're good on number one, let's move on to number two. The response to public questions from September 5. Nancy, did you like? Type those and put them on the table.
Yep.
Okay. Those are on the table. Number three, a reminder that water rates will increase January 1, 2025. Somebody talked to me about number four, transfer a pickup truck to water district. What is that?
I initiated that.
Okay. What is that?
Well, I think the fire truck. The little pickup truck's going to be like a scab.
So we're talking about the pickup truck.
The little pickup truck's going to be like a scab getting ripped off again. We bought it originally. It went to the fire department. But who needs a pickup truck?
But it didn't go to the fire department. It went to the district. Fire and water are both. And for the GM, matter.
But it's not really his domain. Like
JD didn't have a truck.
And because that was why it was acquired.
JD has a pickup truck just for the water district, and he has to haul tools.
My biggest thing is insurance. I don't know how to insure it under fire and water. I don't know how you did it. Nikki did it before, but I have gotten no answer from the insurance agency. If it can be insured. Yeah, I haven't heard back. I have not heard back from them regarding how to insure the vehicle.
John Hunter specifically told me in all the years he was fire chief, he did not need he did not need a pickup truck. Steve cannot haul all these tools around in his car.
Yeah, we've heard it.
Jim,
we understand.
And
Jim, take care of it next month.
If in a pinch.
It actually won't be next month.
Guys, Jim has the floor.
An emergency situation, the fire department needed it. Randy told me they also make these little metal tags that say fire department also that you can put under the plates. And there you go. Yeah, you can stick those on the door. So I don't know what you guys think, but I really think that is my opinion. Where is it being used? Who needs it? Where, you know, and down the road, it could just rear its ugly head again. He has to haul all these tools around all the time. He's using it. I think it should be primarily water district.
So what you're saying is, I mean, currently the district owns the vehicle.
Right, but I think it should be a primary.
And the employee, hold on, the employees of the district are able to use the vehicle.
Absolutely.
I think what you're suggesting is we assign it permanently to the water department. Is that what you're
exactly
suggesting? Okay, and I'm interested, Nancy, what are you talking about, the insurance?
I'm still trying to find out how to insure this vehicle.
We don't just insure it through
no.
the district as a district vehicle?
No, not that I could see. There's water insurance and there's fire insurance for vehicles.
Hmm.
So I'm trying to get that answer.
As long as it's insured, you can still split the cost
true
between the two departments.
True.
But an insurance company would want to assign it, I'll get your name.
To a name?
That's what
insurance
it seems like.
To,
that's what it seems like.
Can't we assign it to the GM under insurance? I don't know.
I don't know.
Have drivers listed.
I don't know. I'll have to look into
because
it.
Nobody's debating that, you know, water guy uses the truck all the time. We all see that, Randy.
And that was kind of the point that I was going to put in there. I mean, obviously the water manager and the fire chief have got to work closely together. And during a Dixie fire, if you throw those on there and they see that it's a water district truck and know that you have to check the pumps, they're not going to say no. They're coming here mm-hmm. to get water from you to fill their trucks to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So they're obviously not going to impact you. It makes more sense to serve that. Obviously, it's going to be here in the need of a fire, and it'll be available to both the water manager and the fire chief. Didn't really see an issue with that.
I guess what I don't understand is if we made that distinction, I don't see how anything would change. Because the water guy uses the truck all the time, because he needs the truck all the time.
Yeah.
But if the fire guy needed the truck, the water guy's going to say, sure, take the truck.
The problem was the last meeting, the conflict between, there was obviously conflict
over the truck.
And that should have not gotten that far.
Right.
And what does the truck say on the door?
Correct.
Fire department. So
we can change anything on the door, though.
That right.
Yeah,
that implies it is the domain of the fire chief first. Second, the water. Now, when we get the new fire chief, hopefully there'll be a good relationship of camaraderie and sharing. However, I think it should be understood that it is primary water district.
How about if it's neither on the door and just have it Clear Creek Community Service District?
Which I think is what we wanted on the door.
There was a sticker that Nikki designed that said Clear Creek Community Service District. It's on the back kind of corner of the camper shell.
Yeah.
She was pretty excited to have it that way, and then it just got overridden.
We wanted it on the doors.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
And without going into great detail, it was just the original board didn't want the expense. They were against the truck, rod, so on. Was my goal to make sure that the truck didn't cost us anything but insurance and keep it simple and keep it cheap. And it just
didn't turn out that way.
It just went downhill from there, and it was out of my control. And I couldn't do anything about that. And so now, you know.
Well, we can give it some thought and bring it
so,
up.
So, you know, I don't really care
so
what it says on the door.
Let's discuss it again.
We want to table this and we'll discuss it.
Well, it's discussion, so we want to table it.
And then
check
for insurance.
We can do it in the district.
Okay.
I don't know what the terminology has to be on the door of the truck, but couldn't it say Clear Creek CSD and then the employees just turn in their GMV records for insurance?
Yeah.
So that would be
all the drivers,
And that was our original plan. We had wanted CSD on the doors. Yeah, that's not what we got, but that's what we wanted. And Nikki did come up with a nice logo.
This isn't an action item.
No, it's just we're just discussing.
Talk about it later.
Do we still have those stickers that Nikki made?
The decals?
No, it's just the one on the back of the camper. So if you look on the back of the camper shell, it's on the looks passenger nice. Sign. It's a cool
it's
sign.
It's a cool
I
logo.
I really liked it. And I would really would recommend we continue to use that logo because it's really cool. And like I said, the rest of it, I'm not going to get into it. It's too much. So we'll just go from there. That's all I, you know.
So are you saying you don't have strong feelings about it?
You don't care what it says.
I don't care what the sticker looks like, but I like that sticker. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Go on. I'm sorry.
Okay, number five.
I think Eileen has a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a super quick question, and it's about the fire chief. Is it okay for Plumas County for Lassen County to have a fire chief from Plumas County? I'm just asking because I
don't know. There's nothing in our regulations or policies or bylaws that would say you have to be a resident of Clear Creek to be the fire chief.
Okay.
There is for the board member. But there's not for any of the other employees, just the board member.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
So I have a secondary question. The bylaws state that there's a process for bringing the fire chief in. And yes, I know the general manager can hire for it, but in the bylaws it's written that there should be a committee formed. And typically you would do a committee of fire chiefs. You would do Westward, you would do Hamilton Branch, you would do Chester. Where was that process done?
I'm not sure that's specified
that's
in our bylaws.
I'm
not familiar with that being specified in our bylaws.
I can show you right in the bylaws where it
can
states
I,
that.
Can I say something, Randy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was only one applicant.
Yeah, exactly.
There was, I mean, it's just one applicant. I mean, if there was more
but
than
again,
one.
But again, there should be a process to it. And if your bylaws state that,
well, it just seems silly.
It was a panel.
I did do a panel of John Hunter, fire chief. Steve, who was a volunteer firefighter.
And
yeah, the general manager.
When was it posted that this was going on?
I don't believe that that was need to be posted.
It doesn't need to be.
It's
because
just
the general manager has the authority to hire.
Just asking the question.
Yeah. It's just the general manager has the authority to hire and fire the employees.
So the secondary question to that Eileen is asking is the person doesn't live in the district, so response time. When you talk about response time, which is something I know quite a bit about, because we hear on the news quite often that houses are lost within 5 minutes. It takes longer than 5 minutes to get here from Chester. So who's going to deal with that at the time? Who's going
to... If you want to volunteer as a volunteer firefighter, this is a really great opportunity to have somebody with his credentials. His idea was like he's going to train his volunteers to be able to respond and have it... But lead volunteer, and then he will come to the incident. Yes, he won't be here super quick, but he will train everybody to be able to take that action.
It's very rare that anybody responds within 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Very rare.
Or volunteer group, got to get out of bed,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Brush your teeth.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, I'm happy to introduce you to this applicant and you can talk with him. He has really wonderful.
He's doing an excellent job with West Shore.
Yeah,
yes,
and he does
he
really wonderful. He doesn't live in West Shore either, so he's doing really wonderful
things.
He has
25.
Yeah,
it's
a
lot. He's going
okay. to all over. One other thing is, he used to work for Lake Elmer Water Department, and he did have water licenses. I asked him about them, and they're just expired, but he did have water licenses too. So, I don't know. Like I said, if there's ever a chance that we can resurrect fire, you know, Clear Creek's fire.
He was the only applicant.
But I mean,
So
moving on to number five.
So response time without a fire chief or without a volunteer fire department would probably be, we're looking at the
Westwood.
Same. Yeah, Westwood.
And they're here pretty quick. Yeah. Number five, 2 signatures required on the Plumas account.
I brought that up. And this is for the new board members. So you have some idea what triggered that? In the past, we had a snafu. The fire chief went over his expense. The fire chief and the water manager has a limit of 500. Mm-hmm. Anything over that, they're supposed to go to the city manager for a limit of 1,000.
The general manager.
Yeah. Anything over 1,000 is supposed to go to the board.
No, if unless it's an emergency.
An emergency, that was not an emergency.
Just putting that out there.
Anyway, so there was a draft on our Plumas account for $3,000, mm-hmm. if you look at the page in mm-hmm. your right hand. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I'm proposing, because this fund still has $50,000 in it, that is grant money. When that money is gone, it's gone. We cannot replace. Where's more good, you know, we don't mm-hmm. just get a grant every day. So what I'm proposing is I think there should be 2 signatures required on this account. And I would say 3 names should be on the signature card. The city manager.
General manager.
General manager.
Secretary, also treasurer.
Treasurer, exactly. And the chair and the vice chair. What do you think about that? Does anyone see a problem with that? Then, and approval of the board. Because when this money is gone, it's gone. It's $50,000 that we can't replace. You know, you'd have to sell a lot of hot dog day and all that. Come on, that's a lot of money. And this fund has bailed us out of trouble so many times already. And we got to protect it. And unless we make it this way, make this fixed, someone could say, oh, there's a problem. We got to fix it. And it should always come to the board. You got to protect your financial security and transparency. It's got to come to the board. When this money gets spent, everybody's name should be on it. You got to own it. That's what I think.
I thought I saw it in prior minutes that it was made a motion on the board and approved to pay.
The work was already done and the bill was already paid before anything was done.
Before it was approved.
What he said,
there was no approval.
There wasn't.
This was just the catalyst. It's not specifically about this.
This happened without board approval.
What triggered that payment was that the general manager never got the bill. All the board members got it. Mm-hmm. So that
nothing to do with
on.
It was unnecessary repairs.
But the work was already done.
Right.
But
so let's stay on topic. What you're saying is you're saying you'd like to have 2 signatures to spend some Plumas Bank money.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's pretty simple.
And so who paid the bill to begin with?
Pardon
me? The fire chief? Who paid this? You did.
The GM.
Yeah, because
so you only had 1 signature on the account now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The merchant acted in good faith, and the bill had to be paid.
Okay.
The thing that I didn't like is it never got board approval. You should have to get board approval before you draw on this account, and there should be 2 signatures.
Or it could have just been up here with the other expenses for the month?
If it had gone to the county, but it didn't go to the county.
It's a separate account. It's grant money.
I know
it
was presented to me.
And see down there on the bottom where I marked it?
I know that.
It just shows 3 grand transferred to a checking account. So you're going, well, what's that? You maybe wouldn't even know.
So I agree with you that I wouldn't mind if we are more prudent in saving that Plumas Bank account, because that's a dwindling account. You know, it's easy to dip into. I don't mind making it so that there's more than 1 signature required to spend that account. I don't mind that at all. I'm saying be aware we will need to rewrite policy for that. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so take a look at policy, work with Nancy to write what do you want the policy to say, and we can revisit at a next meeting once we have a draft of what the new policy would read, then we can vote at a future meeting.
And my question is, where's this policy recorded? Is it become part of the bylaws? As grant money?
I think it would be in bylaws.
In bylaws? Okay.
So.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. I think so.
So what is the GM's limit on being able to spending?
$1,000.
Okay. And this was $3,000?
Yeah.
I just trying to figure
those
out.
Those are good
and
questions.
Why I still don't understand why it wasn't up here in the monthly.
Because, so when you look at this money, this is the money that goes through the county, does our
banking.
Our
yes.
Banking.
Basically.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so this was not board approved.
To do it in the first place, you mean?
It was not.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just not. And so we don't even have to talk about the whole mess that is. It
so
was not board
invoice.
Approved.
Okay.
So, and the merchant acted in good faith, we had to pay the merchant.
Yeah.
So where do we get the money? Because then we can send it to the county, and then the county can do the thing, and then the county can send the guy his money.
Or reimburse us. Could we still do it to the county?
That's a question I don't have the answer for tonight. But Nancy could mm-hmm. research that. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I doubt it.
Okay.
That gets into like mixing money in the pot. And I'm sure our auditor would have an answer
and
for that.
Yeah,
there was something
actually,
else you were getting.
But I think we can look at policy and draft some language that we can bring it to the board at a future date. And it doesn't have to be next meeting or the meeting after. I don't care when it is. In mm-hmm. other words, you don't have to get right on it. You want those back?
Yeah. I agree, any checking account should have more than one signature.
Yeah, I think that's probably good.
That's pretty basic.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on.
So I have a question about that.
Go ahead.
Because there are two people on the account who can sign a check.
Either or. Yeah.
So you guys are requesting that two people sign on one check.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Dual signature.
Have three on the account, but two have to sign.
Okay.
So we basically two signatures on
mm-hmm.
a check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is not a normal day-to-day thing that we should be drawing on that account. We're not supposed to be dipping in there all the time.
I don't think we do.
Right, but I mean that's just a safeguard.
You know, one thing that we do like to use this account for is when somebody writes us a grant and we are successful, and it's a 50-50 grant, then
we can
get 50% of the money from that bank account. That's mm-hmm. a very appropriate use of that money. And I think we've done that.
Yeah, that part's been good.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm with you on that.
Six.
Let me just take care of number six right now. Number six says, and I'm a little annoyed by number six, actually.
Let me just say
what I have to say.
All right.
I think I understand the intent here. Disclaimer of Nikki on the Facebook Clear Creek account. So let me share some thoughts about this. We are a water and fire CSD. We are not a water and fire and Facebook CSD. We, this board sitting at this table, we have no control by any measure, by any means, on any planet of anybody in this community having a Facebook account. Furthermore, sorry if I sound annoyed. Not annoyed with you. There is a Facebook account in this town, and it is called Clear Creek Community Services District. And it's got a picture of our fire hall up there. It says it's Clear Creek Community Services District. So if somebody has a problem with a Facebook account, take an issue with that other account. This account that you're talking about with Nikki, that says Clear Creek Community. It's like Westwood Needs. It could be changed to Clear Creek Needs. It's called Clear Creek Community. So I don't feel that the board, not only should we not, it would be inappropriate for us to say anything about a Facebook account, because that is not our jurisdiction. We have no authority, nothing. So if you're concerned about the Facebook account, look at the services district Facebook account, because that person is not on this board.
That's not updated either. Who's responsible for that?
That would Rochelle be Glover. A person named Rochelle Glover.
Okay. There's never anything on it.
Except
new
but
members.
It really does look like it really does look like it's us. And I have attempted
in the day
directly to have that taken down. I have contacted Facebook for a period of about 6 months. And for all the Facebook stuff,
the person who opened it,
you can have it taken
it.
Down if there's, well, for example, some pornography some felony or some larceny. If they break specific Facebook rules, you can have it taken down. But if you pretend you're somebody else, that's not one of their problems. Mm-hmm. They don't do anything about it.
Could you give a request that she change the name of it?
Anybody in this community, I invite you to ask Mrs. Rochelle Glover, community of the, citizen of the community, and ask her politely if she will take it down.
It's been wiped clean, so.
I understand what you're saying, but I also understand why this came up, because the other page claims to be community,
mm-hmm.
but yet the community, certain members are blocked from it. That's why it became.
But that's not, that you take that up with the asset.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. I'm just saying,
that's why that came up.
Yeah.
And from a posting that was put on there that was quite slanderous. So that's how that developed.
Everything's been wiped clean.
So what I would say is you'd take it up with the admin of that account.
Correct.
Directly. This board, this is not the place to talk about that account.
I said, I understand that point. I agree with that. I just don't like that we're sitting here talking about one and not the other.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
At the last meeting, didn't you comment that we could get information off the Facebook page?
That was, again, that...
I would have sworn it was...
Information does get posted to that page.
Okay.
Yeah. And if the board wants to, or if the GM wants to post something on that page, mm-hmm. that's been a really good communication source, because everybody goes
to...
Again, we can't all see it, so the fact that the board said we could go there to find it,
are you blocked?
Yeah, it has to be locked up to where every post that goes on that page has to be approved by them.
Yes, that's
okay, so I can tell you three of my posts were sitting there waiting for approval and never got approved. And now when I go to that page, there's absolutely nothing, so either I've been blocked, or they've wiped it clean.
Well, that's not our...
I know, but that's
what you're saying, that is not a
so
good...
So if it's going to be a page to get information, then it should
be the website. We have the website.
We have a website.
Yeah, we have the website.
Then that page needs to go, whoever put it up needs to take it down.
They don't have to. It's public. It's a public page. Anybody on Facebook can put anything on Facebook.
Maybe a thing needs to be written on there specifying what that page is and that it's not actually a Clear Creek Community Service District page.
It says that. It's Clear Creek Community, Lassen County. It has nothing to do with the services district. That's what it's called, Clear Creek Community.
I would also invite you to make your own page. Make a Clear Creek Needs page, you know. I don't post anything on Facebook. So
I don't either.
I don't.
Yeah. I get rid of it tomorrow.
Do you have more to say on that before we move on?
No, I'm good.
All right. I apologize if I
said No, that's you were good.
Okay. Number 7, reinstall change back water operator job description to water manager. I have questions about that. Somebody talk to me. What is that?
I have questions too, because I was
So you're saying that didn't come from you?
No.
Yeah.
That came from me.
Is that
me.
You? Okay, talk to
me. I'm the troublemaker this time.
You are.
I know it. I'm okay, if you... refer to section 8.4 in our bylaws. It said the water manager is to be hired by the general manager. It doesn't say water operator.
Then,
right in our bylaws. And I thought,
I see it.
Right here.
It's true. It says that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I'm...
It was not updated when we updated...
What I'm wondering is...
Everything else.
Mm-hmm. Why was it updated?
Why did... You know, the... Embarrassingly, I have to admit, there's a time, especially when you're new on a board, and I'm getting past being able to play that card, you know, ignorance, but I would just follow along, and I really don't understand why we did a change from water manager to water operator when we have one guy doing the same job. To me, it's like a subtle form, not too subtle form of demotion.
Not really. You have a general manager.
Yeah.
And then you have the water operator.
I think
operator
that would be more likely to be changed.
Yeah, but
Steve,
he's a water manager.
I'm a water operator.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. So I was just bringing it back that I think, you know, if...
We can update the bylaws.
Yeah.
It just wasn't...
Changing
we
it,
need to
you
make
know, it's a name.
Updates
yeah,
anyways.
I don't care about a name.
Okay. Number 8, discuss board members' voluntary waive November and December pay and have the money go to Christmas charity if the chimney fund in Westwood, that is like Toys for Tots.
This is more of a non-binding resolution suggestion. A couple people had bounced an idea around that anyone that felt like it, no one should be pressured, that anyone that feels like it, talk to Nancy so you don't feel pressured in front of anyone else. That take their November and December, the pay we get.
Well, I'm not gonna I'm going to pay you. You're going to get paid, and you can do whatever you want with your paycheck. I can't do it that way. Sorry, that doesn't work that way.
Right. Okay, that was ignorance on my part. But I was going to say it'd be neat if the board, as you know, some of the members or all the board waived it. It would be good for the community. It's the Christmas spirit.
We can announce it any way you want.
Well, I don't need someone to put a little pat on my back, but I just thought it would be a good move.
You could also check with the association and see if they wanted to be the entity that represents the community to donate there.
The fire association. We adopt a family every year.
Yeah.
We adopt family kids in this neighborhood that needs help. And we pay for their dinner or whatever, and then we get the, if they have kids, we buy them gifts or jackets.
Yeah.
And we also do a house lighting contest.
Does the association do that, or does the fire department, or who's
the association?
The association does it.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, and that's really been popular. We have a lot of people decorate. It's really pretty.
Yeah, Slater would have won the Halloween one. Have you guys seen Slater's house?
Mm-mm.
For Halloween, it's really cool. He's gone, but. Moving on to number 9. What's number 9? Is that you?
No.
That's me.
That's you.
That's me. I just a reminder that in December, at the December meeting, that is when we swear people in.
Okay.
The 2.
December. Yeah.
Yeah, December.
Okay.
For next year.
And number 10?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you?
That's also
me. Reminder.
Okay.
That we have to
December.
Okay. Yeah.
December, you're swearing the people in for January?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So, question with that. That was another one in the bylaws that confused me. If you have new board members coming on that don't take their seats till January, why would you vote in December for who's going to be chair? I think you'd wait for your new board members to come in and do that as a group.
And we might do that this year. We might.
Yeah. Because you don't have.
We don't have to do that. It's in there so that we can remember, because as you know, for so long, we didn't get a new board chair. We had Rob Lee for years. And
that
we had,
was just one of the ones that I thought of. Again, it's like bylaws that get updated.
Yeah.
Probably should.
So the bylaws got updated on that one to say we can, the board nominates their board chair each year and their vice chair. And then, and it's just in December because... Well, it's the end of the year, and it reminds us of something we need to do. It's not something hard, fast, and if we don't do it, we're not going to get in trouble for breaking our own rule. Because, okay, so we did the action item number 1, matters initiated by the board. What do you got?
Nothing.
Who brought you to that?
I'm being quiet now.
Welcome, and thank you.
Thank you. I have a question. I don't know if I'm allowed to ask it. I don't know if it's too late. I don't know if something I just need to ask Nancy about. But it's, Nikki's last day was August 15th. So when did she started training from August 16th, more or less, till when?
No. No, that my start date is in that report.
Right, but if she, and it says that she quit on August 15th was her last day.
Correct.
So why are we paying her in September and October?
Because the board approved that they could train the new general manager.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
How long did the training last?
The training's ongoing until I feel like I can take the position.
Okay, that's
over.
My question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I got nothing initiated by the board. I got nothing. Thank you for the parliamentary. I'll follow up with you on this.
Okay.
And if there's nothing else,
we're done.
Sure.
What time is this?
7:08.
Okay.
I'll stick around.
Okay.